This is KUT. It's Friday! Hold on a second now. It's time to head back to class with KUT's Summer School Series. Each week this summer, we'll meet a local craftsman, artist, makers of all kinds, and learn about the basics of their craft. This week, wood shop. Wood turning, more specifically. It's the art of taking a large piece of wood and cutting it down into a plate, a candlestick holder, a baseball bat, or, as we'll learn today, a bowl. Today's lesson is a family affair, as KUT's Ben Philpott gets a lesson from his dad.
My name's Jim Philpott. I'm retired from a practice of a pastoral counselor and psychotherapist where I spent 30 years. Now that I'm retired, my office is my wood shop, and I try to produce wood art, bowls and vases and platters and all kinds of little things.
What are you going to teach me today?
I'm going to teach you the steps from log to bowl.
All right.
Well, I think we ought to cut something, don't you?
Sounds good.
Yeah. This is a piece of Bradford pear, which is, I think, a fairly common tree here. And the nature of Bradford pear is to split, so after every storm, you can drive around and find plenty of wood. That's the piece. I'll mount this on the lathe and begin to make it into a circle.
After splitting the log down the middle, my dad takes the wood and mounts it on the lathe. He screws one side into a large metal piece to hold it in place. The other side is held in place with a metal point pressed into the wood. He reaches for a 2-foot-long wood gouge, which he'll use to shape the log.
Okay, we've turned the lathe on. Now, that we've mounted this pretty good because I'm bringing it up and it's very little vibration. So we'll start now on cutting. And begin to nibble.
Pieces of wood fly off the log like spent casings from an assault rifle in a Hollywood action movie. He's chipping away at the bark as he shapes what will become the curved outside of the bowl.
You'll hear in a minute as we get it into round, instead of the chop, 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 that choppy sound is again the intermittent turning. I'm hitting wood, I'm hitting air, I'm hitting wood, I'm hitting air. Eventually, I'll get to the point where I'm just hitting wood, and when we get to that point, what you'll hear is more of a hiss.
The hiss comes as my dad is finishing the outside of the bowl. The rounded edge is now smooth, and instead of wood chips, the air is filled with foot-long ribbons of wood falling around us like confetti. He flips the bowl on the lathe and starts to hollow out the inside. After a couple of initial cuts, he's back to the hiss.
Now that's an example of a tool cutting extremely efficiently. It's riding against the bevel's riding against the wood. There's almost no resistance. Okay, so you're gonna do some wood turning, are you?
Let's give it a try. Start okay. With it low, 45 degree angle.
Mm-hmm. The end of the handle's in your hip.
All right.
Your right hand's in the middle of the tool, and your left hand is on the tool behind the tool rest.
Got it.
And I'm going to turn the lathe on.
All right.
And you're just going to lift it up. Just touch it. All right. Now lift up the handle, and you'll begin to cut. Now turn and rotate it slightly this way and pull. I think you're turning wood.
My turning is short-lived. I make a few sweeps to widen the bowl, and then turn it over to the expert to finish up. My dad pulls it off the lathe and holds up the small wooden bowl. It took us about an hour to go from log to bowl, but it's not done yet. Next, he'll cover it in a white paste, which helps the wood dry out evenly without cracking. Then the bowl goes on the shelf to dry out for about 6 months. So later this year, he'll pick it up, shape it again on the lathe, finally stain it, and it's finished.
To have a creative outlet is a wonderful thing. I encourage people to find something in their life. Once they master their skill, their craft, whatever it is in life, it could be accounting, it could be a physician or a surgeon or whatever. But once a person masters their skill, then I think there's always room for some other horizon in which they're learning to do new and creative things. again, that gives a great sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, a sense of mastery.
That's Jim Philpott teaching his son, KUT's Ben Philpott, about the art of wood turning. There's photos of their bowl and the process of making it at KUT.org.